This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. At least 37 people died in an Israeli airstrike on Beirut, on a Beirut suburb on Friday, the Lebanese health ministry said on Saturday, including two senior Hezbollah leaders, as well as several children, in what is the deadliest strike in a year of conflict between Hezbollah and Israel. Rachel Judah from Reuters reports.
Several children were among those killed in an Israeli strike on a Beirut suburb, according to Lebanon's health ministry, who said the death toll rose to dozens on Saturday. Overnight, Hezbollah confirmed that 16 of its members, including senior leader Ibrahim Akil and top commander Ahmed Wahabi, were killed in the Friday afternoon strike. It has also inflicted another blow on Hezbollah following 2 days of attacks earlier this week, in which pagers and walkie-talkies used by its members exploded. The total death toll in those attacks is now in the dozens, with more than 3,000 having been injured. The attacks are widely believed to have been carried out by Israel, which has neither confirmed nor denied its involvement.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. Ukrainian drones have struck multiple Russian arms depots, destroying what Ukraine's general staff claimed were thousands of tons of weaponry, as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky travels to the White House next week. Ukraine launched over 100 drones at Russia and occupied Crimea overnight. A, quote, victory plan that Zelensky will present to President Joe Biden will include long-range striking capabilities long sought by Kyiv and will serve as the basis for any future negotiation with Russia. Zelensky has regularly alluded to the plan's preparation but has not publicly outlined its contents, saying only that it contains terms acceptable for Ukraine to negotiate with Russia after a 2.5-year war following Moscow's full-scale invasion. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Secret Service's next challenge, keeping scores of world leaders safe at the United Nations General Assembly. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Below United Nations headquarters in New York, where the General Assembly takes place, a state-of-the-art security post dubbed the Brain Center hums with activity. The U.S. Secret Service's Patrick Freeney says they're ready to protect more than 140 world leaders.
This is the largest annual gathering of global leaders on the planet.
UN Inspector Melinda McCormick says they have an extensive system to keep leaders safe.
We screen during the high-level period up to 22,000 delegate staff and non-UN entities per day, 22,000. That is a high number. Then cameras, which we'll go into a little bit of detail more, we have over 1,400 cameras.
And the NYPD says there are no credible threats at this point. Julie Walker, New York.
The French presidential palace has unveiled a new center-right government more than 2 months after elections that produced a hung parliament and deepened political divisions. A left-wing coalition secured the most seats in June-July elections but failed to win an outright majority. Conservative French Prime Minister Michel Barnier put together the government after weeks of difficult negotiations, and President Emmanuel Macron approved it. The 39-member cabinet includes primarily ministers from Macron's centrist alliance and the conservative Republicans. The new government was announced Saturday at the presidential palace. Some 53 people have been killed and 51 are missing in Mexico's western Sinaloa state since rival factions of the Sinaloa cartel began clashing on September 9th, local authorities said on Friday, with gruesome violence showing no signs of abating. Diane Tao from Reuters reports.
Sinaloa's governor said more than 40 people have been arrested in recent days, including Fernando Perez Medina, known as El Pi, the alleged security chief for one of the sons of the jailed former Sinaloa kingpin known as El Chapo, who now leads the Los Chapitos faction. The trigger for the conflict between the two most powerful factions of the Sinaloa drug syndicate dates back to July. That's when Ismael El Mayo Zambada, who allegedly co-founded the Sinaloa cartel with El Chapo, was arrested in the United States. Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador on Thursday said that the United States was partly responsible for the instability because they, quote, carried out this operation.
Diane Tao from Reuters. Authorities in Congo say 600 prisoners in the country's main prison have been freed as part of a process aimed at decongesting overcrowded prisons. Congo's justice minister announced the move at a ceremony at the prison. Makala Central Prison has a capacity for 1,500 people, but the prison holds more than 12,000 inmates. Amnesty International says that most of them are awaiting trial. An attempted jailbreak at the prison earlier this month left at least 129 people dead. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.